Well, it's our privilege to be here tonight with you, and we are Tim and Roxanne Leonard, and this is a sort of a special year for us. We've been married 40 years come June this year, and I thank the Lord for that. And, you know, I was thinking a little bit about that. You know, 40 in the Bible has a lot of significance, doesn't it? Yeah, the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Before they got to go to the promised land. So maybe we're going to enter the promised land. Yeah, there's giants over there, they said. You know, Jesus, you know, prayed, you know, 40 days. Moses prayed 40 days and all that. Rained for 40 days. And then there was sunshine. So maybe we're going to have some sunshine after this 40 years. But I thank the Lord for that. The Lord's been so good to us. I got saved October the 10th, 1976, just down the road in Zephyr Hills, Florida. Calvary Baptist Church in Lakeland, under Brother Buffington, had started a mission over in Zephyr Hills, Florida, on the outskirts of town. And they came by and wanted me to ride the bus to Sunday school. And I was a teenager, and you remember what the 1970s looked like. I looked like that. Okay? Some of you thinking about it, you know. Yeah, the bell bottoms, yeah, all that kind of thing. Okay, I was there, and my brother and I rode that Sunday school bus to Sunday school that day, that Sunday. Now, I'd never been to church before, okay? I'd never been to church before, but we decided we'd ride that bus to Sunday school, and we rode that bus. We thought we'd just have a good day, a lot of fun, nothing else to do on Sunday, you know? So we rode to Sunday school. They put us in a teenage Sunday school class. And that teenage Sunday school teacher, Tim McMillan was his name, he opened up the Bible and showed me and showed all that class how to be saved. Now, I think now that thinking back on it, I think he just changed his lesson, went right to the salvation message, okay? And I got saved in that Sunday school class. Never hearing a preacher. Never heard a choir sing. Didn't know anything about that. Didn't know anything about church. After Sunday school, they said, we're going to have a worship service. Well, I didn't know what that was. We went into the auditorium, and that Sunday school teacher said to me, now, when I give the invitation, he was also the song leader. He said, when the invitation starts, I want you to come up front and tell the church what happened in Sunday school. Well, I didn't know what an invitation was. They got up and began to sing, all that, and I just sat there. Finally, he walked out there and got me. He said, now, you're supposed to come up here. You know? So I did. And I thank the Lord for that. And I really do. And that was the greatest event of my life. Greatest event of my life. It wasn't long after that. One Sunday, I was sitting in church a year or two later. And just sitting right over here, about third, fourth row back. And the back door opened like that. And in came this family, and they had this beautiful blonde girl with them. My buddy was sitting next to me, and I said, Dan, I'm going to marry that girl. You know how teenage boys are? I said, I'm going to marry that girl. And listen, a couple years later, I was so excited, man. Roxanne asked me to marry her. I was just thrilled, you know. And the Lord's been so good to us. We went to Tabernacle Bible College in Greenville, South Carolina, and spent our time there. While we were there, the Lord called us to the country of Jamaica, and we spent from 1988 to 2003 in the country of Jamaica starting churches. And the Lord worked and used us there. And then BIMI and Brother Don Sis called me one day, wanted to know if I would consider coming to work at the home office. And, you know, I'd never really given that any thought. That wasn't in my view, wasn't in my plans, wasn't in my perspective. But he said, we really need somebody that has your talents. And I said, well, I don't have much, you know. And he said, we really need somebody like you. So I want you to pray about it. So we did, and after a little while, the Lord gave us peace. So we changed our field from Jamaica to the home office in Chattanooga. And so instead of just touching the country of Jamaica, We have the opportunity, and in our ministry now, we're touching the world. You see, missionaries are coming through BIMI. They're at candidate school, and we're helping with that. They're there for Camp Bimmy, and we're there for that. They're there for Enrichment Week, and we're there for that. All through the year, they come in, and I've had the privilege of taking many of them to the airport, picking some of them up, helping them, sitting down and praying with them, talking with them, and giving them maybe a little piece of advice here or there, and talking to them. You know, I know what it's like to travel on furlough in a minivan with four kids for a year. I know what that's like, okay? And I know what it's like to do all those kind of things that the missionaries do, you know? And so I have some opportunities to help some of the young missionaries. And so I manage the maintenance on our facility. Now, we're going to see some of that tonight in the presentation, so I won't spend a lot of time there. I take care of that. I look out after our warehouse. We have a warehouse where we have things that are shipped here and there and around the world, coming and going. And then also we store some things for our missionaries that are on the field and so forth. And then my ministry with the missionaries. And I would say that's the most important thing, that I'm helping them. And the Lord's allowed me also to work with the Bible projects around the world. I've been to several countries, helped with those projects. And some of you have been invested in that, and I've been there. And I don't want to tell you too much, but I want to tell you I think it's Sunday evening, that we have just a short time of testimony. I'm going to give you a testimony about my time in Fiji and some of the things that God did for me when I was in the country of Fiji, helping with a Bible project there. And but I just want to thank the church. For 25 years now, they've supported us. We've been with BIMI 34 years. But for 25 of those years, the church has supported us faithfully. Now, I can't say that about all the churches that have helped us. There have been some churches that have helped us along the way, and they help for a little while, and then they step aside. Then they'll come back in. Then they'll step aside again. Then they'll come back. But Open Door's not been like that. They're dependable. And we thank you for that. And, you know, I think we should be people that are willing to say thank you. And thank you to the church for your sacrifice giving. And I'm not one that takes that very lightly. I realize what it takes. I realize what it takes to send missionaries to the field. And also, I'd like to say that in the last few years, we've worked some with the Reseeding America project. And Roxanne and I, within 2-hour drive of Chattanooga, have helped to restart four different churches that were closed. And we've gone and helped them, and they were without pastors, and we've helped them get a pastor and ministered there. We drive over on Sunday morning early, spend the day, then help them Sunday night, and then drive back Sunday night, and 7:30 Monday morning back in my place. And we thank the Lord for that. And the Lord's been so good to us. And we have, by the way, somebody asked me, we have four children, Charlie and Robbie and Johanna and Amanda. And we have four in-laws now. You know, all four of them are married. And all four of our children are in some kind of Bible ministry. My oldest son, Charlie, is a deacon in his church and plays music in the church and helps right-hand man for his pastor. My son Robbie is with BIMI, serves for the country of Fiji. My daughter Johanna is married to Matt Hudson, and they were in the Ukraine for a while, and now they pastor in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And my daughter Amanda, married just last year, many of you would remember her probably. She was married last year, and her husband serves as the youth pastor at Shining Light. Morning Star. That's, I got it. Morning Star Baptist Church in Shelby, North Carolina. And so we're ready now, my brother, for the presentation. And when that's over, Pastor, we're ready. Okay? Thank you very much.
In June of 1960, recognizing the need to form an organization that would assist missionaries and their partnering churches, a group of local church pastors founded Baptist International Missions Incorporated. From its first days, BIMI has remained focused on assisting local churches and their missionaries with the logistical challenges associated with carrying out the Great Commission. Today, we remain committed to the job of planting churches around the world. As delegated servants of local churches, we recognize that our only authority comes from those churches. In 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, the Apostle Paul presented the biblical principle for what is often referred to as faith promise or grace giving. In these chapters, Paul used the example of the churches in Macedonia to encourage the Corinthian church to follow through with an offering they had committed to give 1 year earlier. In this exhortation, Paul also mentioned that the offerings received from the Macedonian churches were entrusted to an unnamed spiritual brother of genuine integrity, who was chosen of the churches to assist in the administration of the offering. This describes one of the aspects entrusted to Baptist International Missions. BIMI has been chosen by some 7,000 different churches to distribute the offerings given by grace to hundreds of missionaries around the world. One of our most important responsibilities is getting these offerings from the donors to the missionaries. This is an awesome responsibility. Providing for things honest, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men, is one of our highest priorities. This is why we have an independent audit conducted every year to verify that we honor that commitment. But the distribution of missionary offerings is not the only logistical challenge faced by local churches, missionaries, and their sending churches. Modern-day missionaries must obtain visas for the country in which they will serve. Financial accounts must be established both in the USA and in the missionary's country of service with a systematic means to get missionaries their funds. The missionary must carefully consider their tax liability in both the United States as well as the country in which they labor. Sending churches often wonder about providing quality international health insurance for their missionaries. They are also concerned with the logistics of evacuating their missionaries from lands around the world in the event of health emergencies or civil unrest. Missionaries also need tools such as prayer cards, the ability to send prayer letters to partnering churches, and ministry videos. BIMI serves the missionary, their sending church, and all of their supporters by assisting in each of these areas and more. We provide training and assistance for missionaries as they carry out their pre-field, on-field, and furlough ministries. We assist pastors in overcoming the myriad of challenges their missionary will encounter throughout their lifetime of service, whether in the States or on the foreign field. Thus, the services provided by BIMI make it possible for churches and missionaries to more fully focus on their evangelistic, discipleship, and church planting ministries.
For more than six decades, BIMI has assisted missionaries and their partnering churches as they encounter the many challenges of carrying out the Great Commission. Churches and missionaries can be confident that by partnering with BIMI, they have years of hands-on experience behind them. If you believe that God is calling you to full-time missionary service, please consider joining with BIMI. I would encourage you to work closely with your pastor and learn more about us by visiting our website or by contacting us directly. We would love the opportunity to partner with you as you fulfill God's calling for your life. We want churches to know that every day, we strive to do our job efficiently and compassionately. Our desire is to make ourselves readily available to our missionaries and their supporters in order to assist in every way possible. As we do our job, we are working hard to get every possible dollar into the missionaries' hands so that they can do the job God has called them to do more effectively. Baptist International Missions Incorporated is a mission agency that is operated solely by faith. We are directed by a board of trustees comprised of more than 20 independent Baptist pastors who volunteer their time and resources. Neither I, as the president, nor any of our field directors receive a salary. Like the missionaries we serve, our administrative personnel must raise their own financial and prayer support and trust God to provide for them through local churches. However, there are many secretaries and staff members working at the World Mission Center who cannot raise their own support. Additionally, there are many expenses such as insurance, electricity, postage, and taxes that are associated with the everyday operations of the World Mission Center. To meet these needs, many local churches regularly contribute to the general fund of BIMI. We are extremely grateful for those churches which support the general fund on a monthly basis and thus play a part in the lives and ministry of every BIMI missionary. However, there is a need for additional monthly support. If you do not presently contribute to the general fund of BIMI, would you please pray about financially helping us as we serve missionaries and the churches that support them? There are still many more countries and many more people who need to be reached with the gospel. Laboring together with missions-minded churches, BIMI stands ready to provide a high standard of services to those individuals God has called to go into His vast and ripe harvest field.